With her footsteps echoing in the deserted street, Ali Anderson walked, head bowed, into the wind towards the stone church that dominated the village of Great Budworth. The December wind snatched at the roses in her arms. She followed the churchyard path, reading the weathered tombstones. This was meant to be a diverting tactic. It was supposed to slow her heart, stop her stomach from coiling itself into a nauseous, tight knot, keep her from reliving the horror of that night. But it wasn't working. And there it was. Forever precious in our hearts, Isaac Anderson, 1995 to 1996. Dearly loved son of Ali and Elliot Anderson. She stood still, wanting more than anything to run. It was 2 years to the day since Isaac had died, and she hated to remember him this way. This wasn't her son. This wasn't the longed-for baby she had loved from the moment she had held him against her breast. Tiny, fair-haired Isaac, whose smile had melted her heart every morning when she picked him out of his cot. This wasn't the happy 18-month-old boy whom she had kissed goodbye to that fateful morning, and had never seen alive again.